Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, I guess I'm supposed to do something. Oh, have mercy.
It's a full moon for sure.
I was supposed to have this. Oh, I know why it didn't happen, but that's okay. I'm not going to throw Gene under the bus right now.
Uh-oh.
He forgot to put an introduction. But anyway, we didn't have Amari's intro, but that's okay. We'll be fine without it. Welcome to the show.
We're angel winging it.
What's that, Elisa?
I said we're angel winging it on the full moon night.
We are angel winging it. We can do that, and it's all going to be good. It's all going to be great. In fact, I'll just play this little bit right here and make me feel like I'm doing something I'm supposed to. Gene on his recorder playing You Are My Sunshine. It's Thursday night, folks. Anything can happen on Be Unique Unscripted. And I know that we have three callers waiting because they're tired of waiting. Thank you guys for your patience. And we can only let one person in at a time because that way Elisa can get into your specific energy. If there are too many people on the show at once, it gets very confusing, as my grandmother can attest, because she loves to come in and tease Elisa. And we do have another caller that just logged in. I will get to you very shortly. You'll be number four in our list. All right, I'm going to shut the recorder off. And welcome to the show, Elisa and Gene. I'm glad you're here. I'm going to bring in Christina from Minnesota, if that's okay with you, Elisa.
Sure.
Okay. Christina, you're on the air with Elisa.
Hi, it's Christiana. Hi.
Oh,
hi,
I'm sorry,
Christiana.
Christiana.
How are you?
I'm okay.
It's Christiana.
Yes?
I feel like you're going through some sort of emotional release right now. Letting go of stuff, that's what I feel.
Yes, I'm definitely trying to.
Yeah, it's tonight's the full moon. I was actually going to explain a little bit about the moon. It's a super moon, and it's one of the last super moons of the year, so it's very intense. It's causing people that are purging to really purge emotionally. There's a lot coming up from the past, a lot of anger and sadness and all that, if you haven't done the work yet. And then for those who've done the work, they're amped up and really, really on high volume right now. So it's just a very powerful surging moon to bring up a lot of emotional stuff, because we're in the moon of Cancer as well. So I think it's a Capricorn moon, but we're in the time of Cancer. So everything's getting magnified right now. And that's why if any of the callers are on the line feeling this emotional kind of agitation or anger or sadness all in the last few days, that's what it is. It's all coming up. So anyways, I'm going to get into your energy and see if you can have some direction. I feel like you're holding on. I feel like a lot of times in your life you've kind of held on to energy and suppressed it and not really spoke about it, kind of keep it inside. And your lesson in this lifetime is to learn to release and talk about it. And it's funny because as I'm talking to you, I feel like I want to cough because there's things you want to say to people or things you want to get off your chest. And sometimes you suppress it back inside and it's festering there and you need to release it. Okay. If you don't want to be confrontational with people or anybody, which I don't like to do that either, write things on a piece of paper. Write a letter to somebody that is affecting you or the things you want to say and get off your chest, and then burn it, okay? Burn the paper. And it's a way to release it into the universe and still get it off your chest and be able to speak about it, and it still is received energetically. But that's what I'm dealing with you, is you need to get things off your chest, okay?
Okay.
Does that resonate with you?
I feel like I have a lot of releasing to do. Like,
a lot of what?
Releasing, like people from, a few people from the past.
Yes, people. Ooh, a lot of people from the past. That's what I'm seeing. Like, I feel like a lot of people that have been toxic and heavy for you need to go. And it's hard sometimes to let go of what we're so used to or what is familiar to us, of who we once had maybe 30 years with, or a family member, or, you know, friendships. It's hard to let them go. But this is how I teach people. When we are shifting and elevating in ourselves and learning how to become stronger within, and there's toxic around us and we're doing this disconnect of people who are in our life, it is really good to disconnect as if you're hanging up a telephone and going on vacation and taking that time away from the people that are around your energy field. It's not a permanent measure. It is a temporary measure, and it's a self-sacrifice to heal yourself, to work on yourself, to grow in yourself. And it could take months. It could take sometimes a couple years. The people that you have in your circle that you feel you need to disconnect from, you can up ahead go back to that energy and see if it does, if you choose to have them back in your life or not. Because I think what happens when people go on the healing journey and they're like, well, you have to get rid of this person and that person, and it's an emotional, it's an attachment, it's an emotional connection as well. And it feels very permanent. When you give yourself permission to take a vacation, take time away to really work on you, and that you can always go back and revisit that it doesn't become difficult, like it's final, like you have to cut people out of your life forever. Because when you grow, if those people grow as well, then a lot of times, even when you come back around, you might see you guys are standing on a common frequency. But when you come back around, you might realize that you grew so much that you guys really, you know, have to take separate paths at this point. And then it doesn't affect you emotionally. It's the letting go of the and surrendering that will help you to get through it by working on you and giving yourself permission to work on you. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, I think I get the general message. Definitely is something I'm ongoing process of really learning how to do this, because I usually feel like I can figure things out, but lately I've just been like stumped on how to really release. And I'm working on it, though. I'm just baby steps, so.
It is baby steps. I mean, we spend a whole lifetime conditioning into a certain way and have our behavior patterns and the way we do things and pick the same kind of people over and over again. And change is not easy when we're used to something in our comfort zone, because it's what we're used to. It's what we tend to go back to and repeat over and over again, even though we know it's unhealthy. And so, you know, healing the self is so important, because you find your strength, you find your truth, you find so many aspects of the self and discovery when you pull away from everybody, even people who are healthy for you. It's sometimes it's really good just to be alone and do this for yourself. And, you know, when you listen to your internal compass is how, you know, you navigate through your own path. You will get the pull to go to certain people when you know that it's time to do that. You know, when I was going through even like my own personal growth, I would stay in maybe in isolation for 3 months, and people didn't even know I was in the vicinity of where everybody was because I needed to have that time for me. And it wasn't a disrespect to anybody else, and it wasn't about everybody else. It was about allowing time for me and honoring that space in me. And a lot of people, when you learn how to do that, you find that you, this comfort with yourself that we tend to look outside of ourselves to find with other people to fulfill. So it's really good to have that alone time, the reflection time, the release time, and to really figure out what it is that aligns with you to help facilitate that, like meditation or yoga or maybe high-frequency music, more positive people, writing positive things to yourself. When you step into a higher frequency, you're going to realize that you have so much more power within yourself to become the better version of yourself. And that is done alone. And then the people who are on that frequency where you're working on yourself at, they show up and they help to escalate and elevate and encourage and validate all that you're doing, but you're still doing it for yourself. Okay?
Okay.
So just be patient with yourself. Change is not easy. Baby steps. Every day add something positive.
I actually had a dream that I had like gnats coming out of my body and my mouth and like squiggly worm-like things coming off of my skin. Like it was like I was purging. Mm. So it was it was kind of freaky, but it was like a purge. So
Well, we're all going through a purge right now. It's actually a universal purge, and it's good because we're all seeking the truth, and the truth is inside of us. So it's a positive, it's a positive path when you go alone in yourself and really turn inward and listen and discover, the truth within yourself. It's very powerful to do that, and you'll start to see that the when you look back at what you allowed yourself to lower yourself to, that was not healthy for you. And that's why you felt very low in yourself or frustrated or depressed, because people will want to lower you to be with them unless they choose to do the work for themselves as well. Okay? So just be observant right now. Pay attention. I do exercises with people where I teach them about their soul compass and how to align more with your soul compass and truth. And outside of that, all what you allow that doesn't align with your soul compass, that's what you're supposed to, like, step away from and go back more into the center of you. Okay?
Okay. Well, thank you for the reading.
You're welcome. Do you feel a little better?
Yeah, I feel a little, like, relieved just to talk to somebody about it, to get some insight.
It's a journey to let go of the toxic. It is, and the unhealthy. But when you really put good things into your energy field, the smile that you have on your face, the happiness, every day waking up feeling excited for what is in that moment, you just can't put words to that. It's freedom of the soul. And, we made life all about people instead of about the self first. And the self first is so important. So remember that it's about self-love, self-importance, self-respect. And you can always go back to those people, okay? Doesn't mean that you're going to want to stay with those people, but you can always go back and take a look and choose for yourself what is best. Okay?
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank
Have
you
a good
for
night.
Calling Christiana.
Yes, thank you.
And I want to remind everybody that if you ever want to reach out to Elisa for a more in-depth reading, you can just text her at 407-432-7088 and set up an appointment, and she can work with you a little bit more deeply. I'm going to bring in Desmond from Ohio. Hi, Desmond. You're with Elisa now.
Hey, how's it going today?
Good.
Hello, Desmond.
Hello, how's it going?
How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Doing pretty good.
Yeah, so you have some, I see, ideas on the table, and you're hesitant about stepping fully into them. And it's almost like you're stepping out of your comfort zone to be able to, like, do what you really want to do with your life, and you're hesitant about it because you don't know if it's going to work the way you feel it's going to work, and that uncertainty is keeping you stuck in your box. Do you understand?
Yes, yes.
So
now it's like...
Okay. When you step into what you are being guided to do, everything that you have, if you were to quit your job and go into what you really want to do, and you're like, what if it doesn't work out? What if I don't make the money? What if, you know, you have all these what ifs. If you live in the what ifs, you're never going to step into your true purpose. So step into your true purpose and trust it, because it's been pulling you for many, 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 many years, and you've been avoiding it, even though it's something you really want to do, because you keep attaching it to the what ifs. And really, what if? But what if it did work out? And what if it didn't fail? And what if it was amazing? You're not going to know until you do it. And let's say something, maybe you got on that path and you decided, you know what, I don't know if this is really what I want to do. I go back to what I was doing before. You can always go back to something you were doing before. But I feel like you've got to open your wings. It's like you're staying so stuck in yourself in a little cocoon, and you don't want to spread your wings and fly, and you are so ready to do so. It's just the confidence. It's just walking without thinking, which is not easy for humans to do, but walk without thinking, allowing yourself to be and do everything you wanted to do, because I feel like you have really good ideas, and the jobs that you've done have prepared you for going out there and executing your ideas the way you want to do it. You get it?
Yeah, so That's pretty much. That's what's in a nutshell. I mean, so now
get out of your way. Get out of your own way. Get out of your own way. Okay. You know what? It's like saying, "Oh, they say it's gonna rain today. I really wanted to go to the beach." And you sit there and you ponder upon the weather. Oh, it's and then all of a sudden you sit home and you wait, and it's the sun comes out, and they said, oh, sorry, we made a mistake. It didn't turn out that way. It didn't even rain. And you spend a whole day wasting it because you were so worried and focused on the weather that you didn't even go just anyway. And you could have gone whether it rained or not, because you're going to get wet anyway, so it doesn't matter. You stopped doing what you wanted to do because you were thinking and overthinking and putting this out there, and it never happened. And you should have done it anyway. And that's what you've been doing all your life. It's like it hasn't happened yet because you keep blocking it and blocking it with thinking too much. So just go do it. You have nothing to lose. You have everything to gain. You know, it's funny because when people walk in faith, you don't plan it. You just live it. And it feels really, really fulfilling every day to just walk in faith and discovery, like you're a little kid at a park. And you go out there to play, and you don't know what friend you're going to meet that day, or what you're going to create that day, or what you're going to think about that day, because you don't plan it. You just live it. And then you find out that you had the most magical day. And that's what I see happening with you, is when you start to just trust that you are that amazing to bring out all the gifts that you have inside yourself, you're going to shine so bright and think, I should have done this 20 years ago. I should have done this 10 years or whatever. I should have done this years ago. Because you keep holding off, and it's never going to happen until you just do it. Okay? So listen to your trust yourself. Trust yourself. There is no failure when you go out there and give your all. There is no failure. And you're never going to know until you take that step to just do it. Okay?
Okay. All right.
All right. And then let us know how it all works out.
Yeah, we want to know. Just give us a call back.
Okay.
All right,
I appreciate
dear. Have a good night.
All right. Thank you for calling,
right,
Jasmine.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to bring in Gita from North Carolina. Gita, you're with Alicia.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello, Gita.
Hi.
Hi. So Spirit wants me to tell you that you're a really extraordinary writer and composer. Have you discovered that about yourself?
As in music?
No, like writing. Writing and creating.
Oh, yeah.
I see composing books or poems. Or you're just very innovative
yeah.
with your words. Okay.
Yeah.
So
I'm kind of creative with that. I don't know how I pull it out, but yeah. I can, yeah.
Well, that is one of your hidden gifts that I see you fine-tuning. And really, I actually see that becoming an abundance line to your life ahead.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe sit and journal a little bit about, you know, what it is you want to do with yourself, because you're really, really gifted to help people.
Mm-hmm.
But you do it with your words. You do it with the direction of your words. And your words are beautiful.
Yeah.
Like the things that come out of you, it actually, I don't think you even realize how beautiful your gifts are with writing, because they just flow out of your heart to the paper. Do you understand?
Yeah, I do question, like, are they getting the message or how it come across? But I don't know. But I still put it out there. So, yeah, I don't know. I don't
well,
get much feedback.
Well, Spirit's going to tells me you touch a lot of people. And maybe, you know, you don't always have to know how you touch people, but you do, because you're so on point with the moments that people need to hear it. It's almost like you get these messages, you write it, and you gift it to somebody, and they're like, oh, I needed to hear that today. You have that intuition, plus you have your gift.
Mm-hmm.
Pay attention more to that, okay? Because you touch people's lives in a beautiful, positive manner when you're really connected to yourself and your writing.
Okay.
And I just see you doing beautiful things with your words, okay?
Okay.
Is there
I'll
something you
want
to ask me? Because I feel like you have a question.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. What do you see in terms of me getting a job? Do you see something? I'm trying to do this two projects, and I'm kind of wondering, will either one of them pan out or both of them pan out? I don't know.
Oh, honestly, I see you doing your own thing. I don't know if you're a freelancer or you work for a company, but I see you more doing the freelance kind of a job. But I also see you doing things for yourself, for people. I don't really see you working a job. I don't feel like you like to be confined. I almost feel like you want to be good and do what you want.
Yeah.
So
that was one of my
somebody,
projects. Yeah.
Yeah, if you commit to somebody and you're confined, it's going to be very short-lived, girl. You have to be a free spirit and do your life how you want to do it, when you want to do it, how you want to do it. I just see freedom and flow. That's going to be your MO, okay? Freedom and flow.
Mm-hmm.
You like to have your freedom, but you like to have the flow, and you like to do it the way you want to do it. And that's good, because you're in control
mm-hmm.
of however you choose to live your life, and that's with freedom and fun. So for you to live in a 9-to-5 job world is not you at all, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's just you don't belong there. It might be the way you receive your finances or the way that you learn to do so, but it's not fulfilling to your
mm-hmm.
soul. So I see you writing, and I see you inspiring people. And I feel you will get, I guess, if you want to call it paid, exchange in financial
mm-hmm.
gain through inspiring
mm-hmm.
people. That's what I see. You're very gifted that way.
Okay.
I think you should focus on that, because that's what Spirit told me is one of your very positive soul gifts, okay?
Okay. All right.
And
I'll look more into it then. All right,
Gita,
thank you.
Gita, before you hang up, I invite you to check out beunique.org and email me because I can help you get published. We have a nonprofit magazine and we write a lot. We are always looking for inspirational writers. So if you'd like to get started with that, I can help you get on the way. And it's beunique.org. And I'm going to bring in, she's gone, so I'm going to bring in our caller number 4, who I haven't had the opportunity to meet yet. Who's on the line?
Hey, this is Lisa. How are you?
Hi, Lisa.
Yes,
Where are you calling from?
From Manhattan.
Manhattan. Well, welcome to Florida, basically. you're on the line with Lisa.
Yeah.
Hello, Lisa. How are you?
I'm doing okay, yourself.
I hear that you're stuck.
That's what I feel
That's
like.
That's you what?
I am stuck. You're right.
I feel you're stuck.
I
feel like your foot is stuck and you're not going anywhere right now.
You
like
are
someone
right.
holding your foot and saying, and you're like, let go of my foot. I want to go. And you're like, they're like, nope, you're stuck. You're stuck right there. And, oh, my goodness. I feel like you have choices to make, but you don't really know if you want to make those choices right now. You just feel completely stuck. Like, you just don't know which direction to go in life right now.
Yeah.
And I feel like you want to reflect and really tap into your truth and what you want to do with yourself. You're kind of searching, you're soul searching. But you feel kind of lost with that as well. I would suggest, and this is up to you, to have a healing with me and really get into your energy to see where your soul really wants to go. Because I feel like you're completely just, it's almost like you're frozen. Like you can't even think straight. You don't even know where to go, which way to go, what to do. And I feel like the healing will give you a lot more clarity and also free you because I feel like, you know, when you feel like you just don't know what's wrong with you, but there's like, you just can't go forward. You can't go backwards. You just can't move. That's how I feel your energy is.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel
yeah.
the direction will help you. The inspiration will help you. The remembering will help you with the healing. But I feel like we need to, you almost like shut down and went on like stationary mode and you're idling and there's like, you don't even know what to do with it and how to get motivated again. That's what I'm saying.
You
I
are
feel
right.
like you're stuck.
Yes.
I feel like we need to clear some energy off of you and help
yes.
you to have more free flowing energy inside. And so you can have more direction. Because there's, like, a lot of opportunity for you. There's a lot of different
mm-hmm.
directions you can take. But there's one that's really, really good for you. And I feel like you have too many choices. And it's like, I don't know which one, so I'm not going to make any.
I see.
And the choices are not like people offering it to you. It's choices within your soul of which way you want to go for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Because you're kind of stuck. It's like saying, I don't know what I want to do. I don't know if I want to be a doctor, a lawyer, or this or that. I don't know what I want to do in my life. I just don't know. I'll just go to school and just accumulate classes, but I don't know which way I'm going. And it's probably a waste of my time anyway, because what am I going to do when I have all these classes? I don't know where I'm going. That's kind of where you're in that situation right now. I just feel like you need more clarity and direction to get more of a path focus, because you're kind of like, it's like you have all these choices to do whatever you want to do in life, but you don't know where to go.
Yes.
Okay. And you're really, I mean, let's put it, I'm going to be honest with you. You're capable of doing a lot of things, okay? but you're stuck in not knowing which things you want to really, truly do. But you're very capable. You're very intelligent and amazing and beautiful. And, you know, but you're just like, God, that's a lot of choices to know what I want to do for the rest of my life. I don't know. And I feel like you'll just get more clarity with what comes up. So you might want to, you know, schedule a session and, you know, take some notes and receive your messages, and I feel it'll give you a lot more direction where you want to go on the path. Okay?
Okay.
All right. I hope I helped a little bit.
I understand.
All right, my dear. Have a good night.
Okay, thank you. Good night.
Thank you, Lisa. And if you want to take down Elisa's number for future reference, it is 407-432-7088. Thank you so much for calling.
Wait, Lisa, before you hang up,
I need to hear that. Thank you so much.
Lisa, are you there?
Yes, she's here.
Yes, ma'am. I'm still here.
Okay. I have a message for you. So Spirit's asking me for you to write down what Lisa loves, what it is that you love to do, and not pick a title, not pick a job or anything. What is it that you love to do in life that really is fulfilling to you? And write it down. Is it
I know exactly
people,
what that is. Okay.
Is it helping people? Is it being with children? Is it, you know, whatever it is that Lisa loves to do, write things down, and I guess there's a reason for it. So write things down. What does
it helps you focus.
Okay.
Just to let you know, I have a broken foot right now, so I'm going to be out of commission from work for at least 4 to 6 weeks. So during this time,
okay.
I also wanted to start looking for a job, but you're right. I feel completely stuck. And I think it's doing too many things at the same time, and I'm not getting anything accomplished.
Kind of what I see you in a nutshell. I see you in a nutshell.
I can clear that up in 1, 2, 3. So I know exactly what I would love to do. I want to get back into public speaking class, hit the gym, and I just have not been doing any of that. But definitely I want to make some changes.
Yeah.
And now's the perfect time since you've got 4 to 6 weeks of not doing anything that you normally would do. You can actually start doing some online courses in public speaking.
Exactly. There was a class that I was taking because I'm actually going back to get my bachelor's degree, but I'm going back, I believe it's in January, to do my MBA. So I'm kind of stuck between nursing or if I want to stick with business. So I'm kind of stuck, but I know I'm going back to school.
Well, you know, there's a lot of business things that have to do with nursing as well.
Exactly. Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Yes.
Think outside of what the normal situation might be, and that's where you're going to end up happiest, I think. When you find something that you combine the two passions that you've got. I think if you combine what you love to do and what you're good at, you're going to be even happier.
Okay, yes. Yeah, I agree. Okay. I definitely agree.
Good. Well, good luck with your healing.
Okay, thank you so much. I will take the advice. Thanks so much.
All right. Bye-bye. Thank you so much for calling.
Hello?
I'm here. Lisa was the last caller that we had. So it's just you, me, Gene, and the airwaves, unless somebody else calls in the next, 15, 20 minutes.
That's okay. We can talk about the full moon.
About the full moon would be awesome because we have an eclipse coming up along with this full moon, right?
Yeah.
This is strawberry moon.
I'd like to know how they're affecting each other. It seems like they have opposite really strong energy. Is that the case?
Oh, it's very strong energy. Like, I woke up, I literally went to bed at 8 o'clock last night and woke up this morning at 7. I was still tired. So I know there's something going on. I'm either really amped up or really, really tired and drained. And it's just been one of those days where it's been a lot of energy, but I feel it's really good and positive, like a lot. It's very deep.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of, strong. I guess, clearing up the emotional past. So, and it's, I think it's in the sign of the Capricorn, the Mother Moon.
They call it a strawberry moon.
It's a strawberry moon. It's supercharged.
Mm-hmm.
And it's centered around the emotional, the intuition, the heart. It's all of it. So it's pushing everything that's there to come up. It activates your consciousness, and it's helping people with being in oneness. So it's powerful. I mean, people are coming together, and people are starting to, like, really wake up to the truth and releasing, like, all these energies of the past. And it's just a very powerful cleanse. It's letting people have more of a structure in their life again and come back to the family, come back to, like, what's important to them. So it's pretty interesting. And the last few days, I've been doing a lot of healings, and it's been fun on messages, very deep, very incredible, and it's just, everything's just getting amped up. It's like powered in full spectrum right now. So, I don't know, what have you noticed?
I've noticed that I've been very much removed, I think, from the physical world. I've just been wanting to be in my own little bubble, stay in my own little brain. And if I didn't set alarms, I would have missed tonight's show. I have alarms on my phone. And Curtis had asked, I was telling Gene just before the show started, Curtis said, why don't you ride with me to Home Depot and we'll pick up some dinner on the way home? And I said, sure. And jumped in the car and we took off and we did what we had to do. And all of a sudden I hear this, burr, 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 in my purse. And Curtis said, what is that? I said, that means, oh my gosh, it's an alarm, and it means I've got an unscripted show coming up in, unscripted show coming up in an hour. Because I'm so ridiculous with my thing, you know, I set for alarm for when it starts, when it ends, when I'm supposed to do a commercial. And sure. So... otherwise I would totally miss it. And the reason I have to set an alarm for this show is I actually missed the show one time and Gene carried it for me. But,
I almost missed the show tonight.
Well, I'd have been here for
we
you
were
guys.
Doing this the last Thursday of the month, which I thought was next week.
Well, I
share that thought. It came fast.
As I was logging in tonight and you know, getting into the studio, by the way, we are now heard in 70 countries. We picked up another country.
Woo-hoo.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And,
nice.
Yeah. I'll get more and more listeners every single day. When I logged in, I saw that there were two callers waiting. And I thought, well, one must be Gene and the other one's my special guest for the night. And then I looked over where it said, call this number for a mini read from Intuitive Elisa. I'm like, no, that can't be. It's not the last Thursday of the month, but it is. It really and truly is. So we're all kind of up in our own little, we're all in our own little world.
Mm-hmm. Yes, creating and helping people. I have a really positive opportunity that came up, and that is to do classes again. And I was given the go-ahead to go ahead and do it in a very spiritual setting of a church. So, but it's a church that's non, it's just non-denominational. It's all people who are on our journey to be together as one with all humanity. And it is like the perfect fit.
That's
and
awesome.
I'm so excited.
That's excellent.
I'm so excited because I feel like we're all going to be a part of this. And it's just so beautiful. It's all based off of love. And
I'm happy for you. That's really good.
Yes, yes. So that is amazing to have to be able to share with people. Because people have been asking me for classes, and it's just been difficult to get, you know, a location and with all this going on to get people to want to come together. So it's a beautiful space for people to come together.
And it's time for it.
It's time. Funny because I ended up having some amazing situations happen the last few weeks in clearing and messages that have been coming through, and it's all what's aligned right now is people stepping into their own truth, and that has been coming up a lot as a collective, like people stepping into their own truth, stepping into their knowing, realizing that their own knowing is the truth, and not listening to people and listening to their own truth. And it seems that people who call in even for healing, that's where they're all standing right now. It's kind of cool. People are awakening, and they're stepping out of that third dimension of the physical and going more into the spiritual, divine love with the self. It's really happening, like before my eyes, watching people.
Gene and I had a conversation about that a couple of days ago, about how we've been raised to believe that to love ourselves is selfish and from the ego, but it's really not. It's the greatest love we can, because that self-love is love of the I am, the God within.
Yes. Yes. It's the heart. It's the natural navigation system that we were born with. And it's our little treasure inside of our soul that we discover by turning inward and remembering. That's all being awakened right now. But it's interesting to listen to people who come for healing, and they're like on that same plane as we are. They're growing, and it's so exciting to watch people who were once lost now find themselves within themselves. And it's such a celebration. It's life-changing.
Well, you know, I have to tell you and remind you, Elisa, that I met you. We did a reading the first time we met, my reading, on the air here on Unscripted, and I was like right smack dab in the middle of this awakening thing, you know. And
oh,
it's just,
yeah,
it's
I remember
amazing.
That.
And just all the way through, I've thankfully been able to, you know, followed you and really enjoyed your knowledge and input, and it's just been... Like you're saying, it's amazing. On this end of it, a year later, I'm seeing just all kind of just amazing. Just love, like you said, just love. You know, be grateful, and it just everything just falls. You know, the love just comes to you. You give it out. It's just everywhere. It just perpetuates, self-perpetuating.
Well, it's walking in faith, and you understand what that really means. And you walk in gratitude and grace, and you also understand what that really means. You know, people at one time were just speaking words. They would just say it, but they didn't really live it. They didn't feel it and know it. And it's all really coming to light now, actually doing it as a whole collective for all those people who have awakened to look within themselves. And it's interesting. It's so powerful and mind-blowing to watch where people were to where they are now and how they're in the surrender and just being, but their whole life is so much more fulfilled. It's like a wholeness that's happening for them. And, you know, I had a client show up. I can't, you know, it's funny because people think I remember everything. I don't remember anything. What I say to them, or even sometimes who they are. Like, people are like, I came to you, like, you know, a year ago or 6 months ago or last week. I don't even remember because I see so many people. But and it's not, I don't mean it by any disrespect. I just really see so many people that I don't remember. And there was a client who showed up, and she said when she came for the first time, she, you know, she recorded her session, she took notes, and she really listened to it, and she applied what was all coming up for her. And to see her now, when someone actually did what was guided for them to do, and to see that person, it takes your breath away. It is so mind-blowing that, you know, she's like, you told me all this, and now I'm doing this. This whole thing changed for my life, and I never expected all this. And, you know, this is where I left all this toxic behind, and now I'm living this amazing life. And it's just so beautiful to see somebody rise up in this, you know, caliber of so much happiness and joy. And she was so stuck in this other realm. And it's like a complete, you know, separate paradigm she's stepping into right now. She couldn't believe that was really able to be her reality, and it is. So it's interesting to see now the people who, you know, chose to do the work, chose to, like, really look within, to see them shine in all that they are. And for me, it's such a celebration. I just look at them and I'm so excited. I'm so happy. It made me cry. Because it's tears of joy to see somebody, like, really heightening themselves and be the best version of themselves and know that this is, like, really possible, especially when they were so lost.
And
so,
the thing did it themselves.
Well, I'm sorry, Jane.
You have to
you.
Do it yourself.
And that they did it themselves. They understand that they went in there and they saw this and did it themselves, you know.
You have to,
yes,
right?
What was the validation?
Yeah.
You know, I had a gentleman who told me today, oh, this is interesting. He got my card and he lives in another state. He called me up and he wanted an appointment, but he has to wait because he's unemployed. And anyways, I got some messages. I gave it to him. And I called him today because I had a voicemail and I didn't know it was him. I called my, you know, the voicemail back just to, you know, see what this person wanted to schedule with me. And it was him. And he's like, oh my gosh, I can't believe you're actually calling me back today because everything you told me last week happened today. I got the
job
that you saw me getting. And he's like, you're like a breath of fresh air and you just show up. He goes, how do you do that? It was so funny because his whole world shifted from him being unemployed to having an appointment to having exactly what he was looking for. I told him it was going to happen. But, you know, I don't always know when, but it happened today. And then I ended up calling him today because I thought I didn't call this person back. See, because I thought,
oh, wow.
I don't remember. It was so cool. But anyways, he said to me, you know what? He said, I knew when you told me things about my childhood, you told me things, you don't even know me. He said, I knew I had something with this person. She's different. And then you told me all this stuff. And then today it happened. He goes, you are blowing me away.
Yeah.
It was so cool to see him. And then I told him, oh my gosh, where he's going. It's so exciting. I'm so blessed to be a part of, you know, people's journeys and to watch them, like, grow and evolve. So it's interesting. Like, it's just, he said the words to me of what I'm writing in my book about the knowing and the truth. It's like, you could tell somebody, you know, you don't want to be a carpenter. You want to be a doctor. And you're like, no, I want to be a carpenter. Because I know that's to be my truth. What you think I should do is be a doctor. I don't want to do that. And that's basically what, you know, he has come to his understanding in his own path is that his knowing has shown, his truth has shown, and he's really listening to that. And he said the only time he thinks that he questions things is when he's in that uncertainty, which we all do, and we all need validation, including myself. But then we go back into that I have to trust myself because I know, I just know in my soul that this is it, and knowing is your truth. So it's about learning how to take people inward and allow them to connect to that place of themselves so they can stand in their own power. And that is so neat to watch. Anyway.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, you know, and to me, it equates to not being vulnerable to, like, major catastrophes that used to be in my life. Like, if something dramatic happens, I'm in the middle of my business and the car quits and it's going to be $5,000 to fix it. You know, that kind of thing, it doesn't bother me anymore because of this understanding. I just deal with it, you know, and move on and be happy because there's something to be happy about. If I just look this over here for a second, sure, you know.
You know, it's fun to discover what we don't know is going to happen. I think we were taught to control everything that was going to happen. And if it didn't happen the way we wanted to control it, then we were disappointed because we expected it. So when you stand in that surrender, you have no clue what tomorrow's going to bring, today's going to bring. You just live it. And there's so much that shows up that you didn't expect. That makes life so much more incredibly exciting, you know, and that's just a place to stand every day, live your life that way. Sometimes, you know, we think it should be a certain way and then it turns out to be different and it can't be bad or good because you didn't expect it anyway. It just is.
Right.
Exactly.
So. And, you know, you end up in tennis on a mountain somewhere. And you're like, wow, I didn't plan this. I just found it.
Imagine that.
Yeah.
Did
it's
you bring
all
long,
part
though?
Of just wake up and you're there.
Yeah.
Right? It's just, or you never know where life's going to take you and who you're going to meet. And when you meet people, how they're going to impact your life for the rest of your life in that one moment. So,
yeah. Well, and I think like, that really, it makes it so important to just really be mindful of every moment of how you live, you know, how you.
Well,
like getting outside.
I read something today that said every step on the journey is the journey.
Yes. You know what? Someone told me I have too much freedom. And I said, how can you have too much freedom? That's
well,
like having too much money or too much happiness.
Maybe what they meant was you have more freedom than I do, or you have more free time than I do. So therefore, it's too much.
I don't know about free time because my time is always with clients, but I have
every
a lot
time
of freedom.
Yeah. Well, you're always busy. I mean, I know some days you work from 9 to 9, if not later.
Yeah, that was specific.
You enjoy, you live every minute to the fullest, whether you're with a client or with your dogs or just by yourself out in nature. You're always living at least a time, you know?
Mm-hmm. I have fun doing whatever I choose to do. The best
that's
part of my day, you know,
be.
It's funny because is with clients. I love my clients. I love the people. I love helping and watching them grow. So, okay, so this is what the gentleman told me today, and I thought this was cool. When you step in your knowing, it's a trust of your own truth.
True. That makes perfect sense.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
So it's really interesting. It's a fine balance of knowledge and internal power. So it's teaching
people
that.
Well, it's all about balance, isn't it? Life is a balance act from day one. We're always learning to balance ourselves.
Hmm. Well, I think as a child, we know how when we're born, and then we kind of we're taught not to, and then we spend the rest of our life trying to learn how to balance again.
And we do. We eventually get there.
Yeah.
Well, we live very freely and very curious and discover when we're children. And really, that's what we're programmed to do for our whole life. We do it through play. You know, and if you don't know where you're going on the journey, how can you get lost?
Exactly. So
I've always felt that I'm... Somebody said, wherever you go, there you are. And that's true. And it's amazing to lose that fear of being lost. That was something that my youngest son taught me when he was about 12. Because I said, oh my gosh, Matt, we're lost. I don't know how to get back home. I don't know where we are. I don't know how to get where we're going. He said, Mom, we can't be lost. We're together.
We know where each other are.
Yeah. Aww. And he wasn't worried about the rest of the family. He was just like, and maybe we were with the whole family. And he was like, well, wherever we stop, we can just build a new house and we'll start, our home will be there. He had to have been a lot younger than 12 to say something like that, I think. But he was very deep with his thoughts.
It's interesting how we were so programmed and controlled.
Yeah.
And then when you step out of it, it's really hard to go back.
Excruciating.
It's like, there's rules. I don't play by the rules. I play by my own rules. I live in my own reality, and I have so much fun. And you know what? People want to know why I have so much fun. How can you have so much fun? I'm like, because I just do. You can too if you really want to. You can go for
exactly.
It.
Freedom.
I don't understand how people are so in a box. It's just time to fly now. It's shine. And when other people come along and they want to step on your parade, you just go create a new one.
Mm-hmm. It's so
like,
exciting.
Okay, I'll go over here. See you later. This path is my path. You can stay on that one.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, sky's the limit.
But yeah, it's exciting. It's fun. It's fun to be able to choose and be with who you want to be with and go where you want to go.
It is.
And like you said earlier, I think it's fun watching other people all of a sudden, wow, hey, you know, and they notice this, like you were, as they come into their own. It's fun. It cracks me up all the time. They think I'm acting like a nut. Well, but, you know, 3-4 months later, it's like they're thinking, and then I'm watching them do it and having fun doing
it. Can I play? Can I play?
Yeah, exactly.
Sure.
Exactly. Well, I have an experiment that I'll let you guys know how it works. I've been wanting to do, I have this croquet set, and I'm going to go place myself in a public setting in a park, and I'm going to see, you know, how people react to just wanting to play croquet randomly. And I'm interested to see how people react.
Gene's buddy croquet.
That's really fun.
Yeah, I think so, you know. Hopefully I can find a group of very austere individuals walking by, and we'll see how it works.
Oh, my gosh. You'll have a whole powwow. They'll want to meet there every week. And play croquet.
You ought to post where you're going to be so people can join you if they want to.
We'll have to do that. Yeah, that'll be, well, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I got
it. All right, thank you.
Before we finish, I want to tell you guys that I had to drive around tonight to get the car air conditioning going so these mosquitoes would quit biting me. And when I stopped, the speedometer was at 55555.
No way, Gene.
That's a good number.
And I went in and got my coffee, and I came back out, and I drove back to where I was sitting, and it went 0.3 miles, or 3 miles. So now it's 55558. And I'm thinking, woo-hoo-hoo, full moon, numbers like that, this truck is going on the road.
You can't go wrong.
Our new preparation and a wave, new wave of energy.
Yeah.
Yep. All good.
You guys, this is big, you guys. This moon thing is strong.
Yes, it is. Unfortunately, there's a thunderstorm right over me. Like a bad
Well,
one.
It's time for us to go anyway. And I'm going to say goodnight and go see if I can't take a picture.
Okay, goodnight.
Good night, everybody.
All right, thank you, guys. Great talking to everybody. Storm. Bye.
Yeah, bye-bye.
If you like the show tonight, let us know. Call 321-417-4309 or email mary@beunique.org to ask how you can sponsor the show. It's simple and doesn't have to cost much at all. Visit beunique.org for even more details. That's BUNEKE.org. Join the global world changers who already know how Be Unique helps bring together like-minded humans who are making the world a better place. Read the magazine and blog posts, watch our videos, listen to our podcast, and visit our social media from one location, and let's work together. Change tomorrow by finding solutions today. Visit BeUnique.org to learn more. That's BUNEKE.org.